A face has emerged from the crowd of protesters in Cairo. It's the face of the man behind the Facebook and YouTube campaigns that helped drive the demonstrators there. It's Google executive Wael Ghanim, who was released yesterday from Egyptian prison. His television interview 2 hours after his release has transformed him into something of a folk hero.
First of all, I send my condolences to all the people who were killed. It was a peaceful revolution. We didn't want to do any damage. Don't focus your cameras on me. I'm not a hero. The real heroes are the youth who are behind this revolution. By God's will, we're going to clean this country of this rubbish.
Joining us now for more about Wael Ghanim is Max Rodenbeck, Middle East correspondent for The Economist and author of Cairo, The City Victorious. Good morning again, Max.
Morning, how are you?
For those of us here, for me, Wael Ghanim seems to have emerged out of obscurity. Is that the same picture that they have there, or is he a known entity there among the protesters?
He definitely emerged from obscurity. He was an anonymous figure. He was the administrator of a Facebook page that just got very, very, very popular leading up to the protests. And it was on that Facebook page that probably the largest publicity for the launch of these protests happened. But no one knew his name until his arrest.
But now he is being adopted by protesters. In fact, I heard one report that they are saying that he could speak for the protesters who are still gathered in Tahrir Square in Cairo. Is that what you're hearing as well?
Well, there's been another Facebook campaign. I mean, he was released from prison just last night. And in the last 12 hours, the Facebook page calling to be named as a representative of the protesters has had more than 100,000 people sign on to it. So that's just an indication of the tide of things. So yes, he's become something of a folk hero overnight.
Well, this flies in the face of the idea that was put forward both by President Hosni Mubarak and other government officials that the protesters were influenced by foreigners or people out of the Muslim Brotherhood. Wael Ghanim is a member of neither. Have we lost Max Rodenbeck? We have lost Max Rodenbeck. He's a Middle East correspondent for The Economist, author of Cairo, The City Victorious. He was talking to us about Google executive Wael Ghanim, who was released yesterday from Egyptian prison and did a two-hour-long interview discussing his detention there and has now become a little bit of a folk hero among the protesters still gathered in Tahrir Square.
What does it say about Google? I mean, that raises so many interesting questions about Google sanctioning a sort of direct political intervention into...
Google has not said they sanctioned
it raises the question,
activities.
Though. It raises the question. He's an executive. I mean, is this okay to do in Egypt but not in China kind of thing?
That's your question. I mean, you have to be careful.
It's something to talk about. I mean,
definitely. Well, if you work for Google and you have the answer to that question, definitely give us a call at 8778-MY-TAKE. But at this point, Google has not made any comment on their connection to the activities of Wael Ghanim.